Hello, welcome to the Vulgar Esperantist. This is a podcast where we will learn everyday Esperanto together. The title of this podcast, The Vulgar Esperantist, is referring to the word vulgar in the traditional sense, in which vulgar means the common people's language, the language of the commoners. That's the original meaning of vulgar. And that is all to say that we're not concerned in this podcast with low-level grammatical issues or debates of semantics. We're just interested in learning Esperanto. So if you just want to learn Esperanto so that you can use it across national and cultural and linguistic barriers, this is a podcast for you. I'm not a linguist. I don't pretend to be. I'm not a grammar snob. I'm just interested in Esperanto. Mi nomo estas Setko Kashmi estos Via Intristam. This is episode 3. This is the first vocabulary lesson. We're just going to worry about vocabulary during this lesson. Now, vocabulary is an interesting thing in Esperanto because so many of the words in Esperanto seem to just kind of explain themselves. If you speak whatever language you speak, you've got your native tongue. And then you've got maybe whatever language you've investigated in the past. So maybe you've taken French in high school, or Latin, or Spanish, or German, or maybe you speak two languages. You're going to find in Esperanto that a lot of the words are going to resemble one of the words in the languages that you've had experience in already. So it's an interesting study, because so much of it will sound vaguely familiar to you already. Okay, so let's just take some simple words. I think last episode we were talking about computilo, which means computer. Computilo. Now that's spelled with a K. There aren't any C's proper in Esperanto. There is a C with an accent mark over it in Esperanto, but in terms of computer being spelled with a C in English, spelled with a K in Esperanto, and you're going to find that in a lot of the different words where you would maybe in your mind imagine a C. In Esperanto, it's a K. Same thing with X. There is no X in Esperanto as such. It's going to be just a combination of K and S. For instance, in the word for Linux, Linuxo. That's Linukso. Linuxo. Amuza. Amuza. Amuza is fun, entertaining. A-M-U-Z-A. Amuza. In Esperanto, you already know that anything ending in an A is an adjective. So, amuza is an adjective. And if you listen to it, A-M-U-Z, amuse, amuza, it's pretty obvious to see that it would mean fun, wouldn't it? It would mean amusing or entertaining. Computiloi estas amuse. That would mean computers are fun. Computiloi, so the J at the end of computilo makes it plural. Estas, so that's the present tense of is or are. Amuse, fun. Computiloi estas amuse. That's computilo, computer. Linuxo, Linux. Amuza, fun. Those are three words right there. So we could even say Linuxo estas amuza. Linux is fun. Okay. Let's talk about some more words. La, as we learned last time, is the. It's the definite article. So if we're going to talk about a certain thing, the computer, la computilo. And then we could use some pronouns here. Well, there is me for I. Okay, M-I, that is I. Mia would be my. So if we say la computilo estas mia, the computer is mine. La computilo estas mía. Planedo is planet. Blua is blue. Tre is very. And that's an easy one because if you think about French, of course, tre, T-R-E-S, is very. Well, in Esperanto, T-R-E is very. So let's say, la planedo estas tre blua. The planet is very blue. La planedo estas tre blua. Okay, let's take some more. So if we've got mi is I, and estas is am, let's go with che. That is C with a little accent mark over it, E, che. That means at or with. Laboro. What do you think that means? Laboro. Yes, of course, it means work. Mi estas che laboro. I am at work. Mi estas che dometo. I am at home. Mi estas che laboro. I am at work. Mi estas che dometo. I am at home. Amico is a good word to know. Amico, A-M-I-K-O. You can probably guess what that means as well if you think about Spanish. Amigo, friend. Amico, friend. Amiquino is a female friend. So if you want to specifically say that she's your friend, amiquino would be the female version of friend. It's not necessary to say that, but it's an option that you have. The ending I-N would meet, it's a little bit like a puzzle. Esperanto is it you put different parts of words together to make new words, just like we did yesterday. Last episode, malgranda was not granda, you know, granda being big, so malgranda was small. That's kind of the sense of putting words together or putting pieces of words together to make new words. So amikino is the combination of amik and then in, I-N, and then the O ending for, you know, your normal noun. So amikino is a female friend. And you're going to come across that a lot. And as we do more Esperanto, we'll get a better feel for how to construct new words, how to put them together to make more complex words. Moving right along, we've got interreto. Is internet. That is interreto. I-N-T-E-R-R-E-T-O. Interreto. Internet. Computilo, computer. Ecrano, screen. Linuxo, Linux. Mastrum sistemo, operating system. Mastrum sistemo. That's M-A-S-T-R-U-M-S-I-S-T-E-M-O. Obviously, it's just the combination of mastrum and sistemo to mean operating system. So if it would be mi amas la Linuxo mastrum sistemo, I love the Linux operating system. Muso, mouse. Clavaro, keyboard. Here's a cool one. Alshuti is to upload. So let's say we're going to upload something. Mi alshutas dosieroi. I am uploading files. Mi alshutas dosieroi. Dosiero is a file. Dosieroi would be files, plural. As you're probably catching on, the AS ending on a verb is the present tense. So anytime you hear a word like programmi is one that we learned last week. Programmi is to program. Programas would be programming. I am programming. Mi programas. I am programming. Okay, so let's review a couple of the things that we've already been over. So we've got amutsa is a good verb. It's fun. So just going off of what we just learned, if we tried a mutsi with an I at the end, it would be to entertain. And then if we said amutsas, entertaining. So we could even say, komputiloi estas amuzas. Or actually, we would just say, komputiloi amuzas. Computers are amusing. Present tense, amusing. Amuzas. Mi is I. La computilo estas mia. The computer is mine. Mia, mine. Planedo, planet. Blua, blue. Tre, very. Che is at. So I am at the computer, or I am with the computer. Ni estas, I am, che, at or with. We could even say mia computilo. I am at my computer. Mi estas che mia computilo. I am at my computer. See how easy it is? You just construct sentences just kind of off the top of your head. It's a really great language. You're going to love this. So che, that's the C with a little accent mark over it, is at or with, beside, you know, sort of together, being with something. Laboro is work. Dometo you could use as house. Dometo is actually a small house. Since I live in a small house, I chose it. You can say domego for a big house. Different variations on it. We'll get into that later. But laboro is work. Makes sense. Dometo, home, house. Makes sense as well. If you just listen to the words in one language or another that you've probably encountered, it sounds familiar. Amico, friend. Amichino, a female friend. Interetto, internet. Computilo, computer. Ecrano, screen. Linuxo, Linux. Mastrum sistema, operating system. Muso, mouse. Clavaro, keyboard. Alshuti, to upload. Alshutas, uploading. Mi alshutas dosieroi. I am uploading files. So that's a pretty good little vocabulary lesson, I think. I would listen to this episode a couple of times, maybe. Maybe next time I will just do straight words. I'm not sure what's best. Two bonus words for today. Instruisto is teacher. Studento is student. Instruisto, teacher. Studento, student. Instruisto, teacher. Studento, student. So as practice, why don't you take instruisto and studento and come up with sentences? So yeah, listen to the episode a couple of times, get a feel for some of the words. Hopefully they're words that are useful. Those are the ones that I find myself kind of mentioning a lot when I'm doing like small talk. Computer, work, home, friend, internet, you know, these are the things, Linux, these are the things that I find myself talking about a lot online. So I figured those would be good starting points because like everyone else in the world, I assume everyone else is just like me. But, you know, I mean, there are great resources online. Again, learnu.net is a really great website to learn Esperanto. They have a plethora of resources for you. They have dictionary, they have word lists, they have lessons, they just have all kinds of stuff. It's almost overwhelming they have so much. So check that out. And another really good resource that I should probably mention is Second Life. If you've ever played the game or the event that is Second Life, and that's available for Linux, it's available for Mac, it's available for Windows. If you've ever played that, it's free. You can go on to Second Life.